But him, he couldn't stay for dinner. I don't know why. And I've been going to see another girl. But Papa was the first one because he loved those cream pies and they know what kind of crust I had been making. Papa was the first one ready for dessert. Mother got the pie and she cut the pie. Saw it again and didn't know she saw it again. Come to find out, I forgot to shorten it.
Ooh,
I was so glad that boy didn't stay.
If he stayed, he would have sure left
the door. That probably would have been the last of that. I'm telling you, you look back and think about those things. I forgot all about the short.
That was like the time when this girl that we know, it was her, what was it? She thought she could make some good for Earl.
One of the cakes or one of the
it was cornbread.
Oh. Yeah.
It was cornbread and she made it with...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, she got the... Is it bacon powder or baking soda that you...
Well, you can use either one.
Was
it yellow?
It was yellow.
And soda.
Well, she used powder then.
It was soda. She used baking soda.
She used the wrong thing, whichever it was. Uh-huh. And it was real... hard, and she'd been telling him. They ended up getting married too, so I guess it didn't hurt like you. But she was telling him how good she could. That's what it was. Did you remember that?
Yeah.
Showing how good she could make cornbread, and it was awful. And she couldn't eat it, you know. And didn't know what to do. And she thought she'd never see him again. But then they ended up getting married.
But they ended up getting married.
Yeah. And he said he told him about it afterwards. And said he'd break his tooth when he tried to eat it. You know? But see, he was from down in South Georgia, and he was raised on a farm and had never eaten anything except cornbread, so he knew what it was supposed to taste like. Well, she wasn't. She was from Miami and was raised in the city, but she wanted to try to please him, and she thought that to make something like that, and she fixed collards and all this, and she didn't put any salt in them. I mean, she was just, remember all this stuff?
And after all, they got married.
She was trying to fix all that, you know, real good Southern type cooking for him. And so I guess he doesn't, and he's still alive. In fact, he's gained weight after they got married. Hadn't he? Well, he has.
Yeah.
So, anyway, well, let me get this. What would they call that? That sweet stuff that they'd make out of. Apples and peaches and stuff, and they
brandy. Wait a minute, it would be apple cider and peach brandy.
Yeah. And what about what people would put like on toast or bread or something in the mornings? And sometimes they kind of make instead of preserves, they'd have like apple
jelly.
Yeah, sometimes and stuff. And what about what they have on the table to season their food with? Have a shaker of
salt shaker and pepper shaker.
And now, like if a person didn't have much money, you'd say that person was
poor. That's me.
And like a person that owned a lot of peach trees or something like that. Inside of a cherry, the part that you don't eat would be called a
pit.
And inside of a peach, the part you don't eat would be
seed.
And the type of peach that separates easily from the seed would be
unclean, but that's not the answer. I don't think you want freestone.
Oh, freestone.
Freestone.
Yeah. And then the other type would be.
It's clean.
And now the part of an apple that you throw away, you just call that the
core.
And did you ever have any you remember dried apples, dried peaches?
I remember, but I never did learn how to do it. My auntie used to do it, but I never did learn.
Did you know what they called the dried peach? Did they have